Leaders and top officials from more than 40 nations are gathering in Annapolis, Maryland for the first major multinational Israeli-Palestinian peace summit in 7 years. On Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI called for prayers so that the participants would have what he called the wisdom and courage to find a solution for peace in the region.
Ad Annapolis, negli Stati Uniti, israeliani e palestinesi, con l'aiuto della comunità internazionale, intendono rilanciare il processo negoziale per trovare una soluzione giusta e definitiva.
The Pope said that the Annapolis summit was an effort to relaunch negotiations to find a just and definitive solution to the conflict, which for 60 years has bloodied the Holy Land and provoked so many tears and suffering among two peoples. The Holy See has sent a delegation to Annapolis. Well, earlier I spoke to Latin Patriarchate Father Raed Abu Salia of the mostly Christian West Bank village of Taibe. I asked him what hopes he and other Palestinians had for the Annapolis meeting.
First of all, we are very glad they are meeting, at least, because since more than 7 years, all the peace process is blocked. Now, at least, they are meeting, and there is a very strong presence of the Arab world, which might also help to support the Palestinian position. The second thing is that we hope that there will be a clear and direct common declaration between both sides, not only some talks. I hope also that there will be a timetable for the negotiation, that we will not waste another 15 years in negotiating. And if they reach any kind of agreement, to implement it on the ground as soon as possible, once forever, in a very short period of time. So for this reason, I am afraid, since the meetings between Olmert and Abbas and the Palestinians in Israeli sides, since more than 3 months, they were always upset about these issues. Timetable, a clear common declaration, and some misunderstandings about the implementation of the agreement.
However, how much credence will Palestinians in general be giving to what comes out of the Annapolis meeting with Hamas staying home? They are not participating.
That Mr. Abu Mazen and the Palestinian Authority and the PLO represent the Palestinian people, and they are democratically elected to do that. So I think that Mr. Abu Mazen himself and the Palestinian side is very serious, and they can take historical decisions. Now, of course, when they come back, they should open the door with in dialogue with Hamas. And also, they have to resolve this conflict between Fatah and Hamas and unify the Palestinian people, because the West Bank and East Jerusalem and the Gaza Strip are a same entity. But to do that, Annapolis and especially the American administration and the Israeli side should help Abu Mazen to have some achievements in hand to convince the Palestinian people that the process is not only talks, but it is a serious talks and will achieve practical resolutions. If the Palestinians will notice that their life will be easier and not as complicated as it is now, they will support. At the end, they told, even if Hamas will not agree on the final decisions, they will go back to the Palestinian people and a referendum. And the Palestinian people will say his word. And I think, since we are so tired, since that the situation is very difficult, and since we are all looking forward to a real peace process and into this conflict, and end of the occupation, and the realization of a Palestinian state, the Palestinian people will support any genuine peace agreement.
What do you think about the participation of Syria and Lebanon in these talks? They were sort of last-minute decisions to participate.
This is, first of all, part of the Arab League plan, and the Arab countries, they are supporting the peace process. Because in this case, if they agree on the Arab plan, the Arab League plan is very clear. Full recognition in exchange of full withdrawal. The Arab League plan is a golden occasion for the international community and especially Israel. Full withdrawal in exchange of full recognition, which means that all the Arab countries will recognize the right of Israel to exist. I think Syria and Lebanon are part of the conflict, and if they participated, it means that they have the intention to open also a dialogue and negotiation with Israel. And the Syrian position, at least, is very clear. Withdraw from the Golan Heights, and we will have peace with Israel. It is so easy. They have occupied it in 6 days. Why do they need 38 years to withdraw? So I think that we have to encourage to have a comprehensive peace agreement, not only with the Palestinians, but with Lebanese and Syrians. At the end, it will be with the whole Arab world and maybe also the Islamic world, which will be a very good result, hopefully.
Latin Patriarchate Father Raed Abu Salia of the West Bank village of Taibeh.